This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And we can do things that we couldn't do before.
So there's a good chance now that I've waited this long to come in to see you, because I know Barbara doesn't have to wear glasses anymore.
Well, and she, you know, again, we did different types of surgery, multifocals or bifocal lenses. She can see distance and read.
Yes.
Not everybody's a good candidate for that. You have to be very careful about different technologies and how you use them. Because some technologies are bad for certain patients. You have to be able to analyze them. So, again, that's where you still – there's still an art to what we do.
Yeah.
There's a big art to what we do. So multifocal lenses in particular, I say probably statistically if I looked at multifocals, that's the lens that does distance and reading at the same time.
Yeah.
I put that in anywhere from 7 to 9% of my patients probably over the last 18 years that they've been available. Why is that? Well, you know, if you put that in an engineer – they may hate you. Their brain will not adjust to it. You have to go through neuroadaptation. So some patients can do monovision. You know, they have one eye distance, one eye reading. Well, a lot of people can't do that. You've got to be able to pick that out, and you've got to be able to figure out once you interact with patients, who's a good patient for this technology,
but now you
that
can
technology.
Adjust that.
Well, if they do, but light adjustables are not in multi, they're single focus lenses. So there are some limitations, and they're quite expensive. It's not covered by insurance, which I understand there's a lot of time associated with that. So a lot of doctors aren't going to do it because it requires changes to your infrastructure in your office. I mean, I've had patients I've had to see 15 or 20 times after surgery.
Why?
Well, you're adjusting three times, you're locking in twice, then you're playing around with them to figure out what the patient likes. So you may be seeing them, we're not quite ready to adjust yet, or hey, I want to try this. So there's a lot of tweaking that goes on with that, and so there's a lot of cost associated with it. And that's one of the barriers to it. I think eventually, as technology improves and the ability to adjust them improves, that you're going to probably see it become less expensive and more readily available, and maybe less burden on. It's a huge burden on the office. It is, but I love it because I'm at a stage in my career. Results are the thing, the only thing that matters to me, you know. And I don't care how long or how much time I spend with a patient. If I have to spend an hour with them, I'm fine. We're going to get them to where they want to be because the results are what gives me joy and pleasure in what I do. It always has been that way, but in particular with this, like, so this really appeals to me. I'd love to see lenses. I mean, gosh, who knows what the future is going to hold? I mean, maybe there's a lens that you can, and the eye can shift a little bit. So you put in a lens, light adjustable lens, everything's locked in perfect. Well, 2 years, 3 years down the road, maybe their eye changed shape a little bit, which you can. What do you do then? Well, then you have to go back to more conventional ways to fine tune. Maybe in the future, the lens can be locked and unlocked multiple times. Maybe you could have a material that you can lock in and then, oh, you know what? I used to like my vision here, but now I'm older. I want both eyes for reading because now I don't play golf anymore. You know, could you unlock the lens and relock it later?
I remember you said I would know when I needed it. And my grandmother had her cataracts taken off when she was like 60. But that's when my grandmother was a grandmother and very old at 60.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
That's a different world.
My best friend just died at 98, so people around here live a long time. But I find at night when I take a left-hand turn, like out on Route 60, and I'm out there by Home Depot, and I can't see the median. I have to really slow down because I can't see.
Yeah.
The break in the road. Or like yesterday, I went to a teaching session, and the instructor had this TV, pretty big TV up there, and I was like, I could see the pictures, but I almost held my hand up saying, do you really think anybody can read that type there? And I guess some of the people in the room could.
Yeah.
I could not read one solitary word. So I don't know how much will come back. I also wonder about this. Now, I am an artist, and I love and celebrate the colors. Mm-hmm. Of life. So I'm just wondering.
They'll be dramatically different after. I have patients all the time. I have so many artists that come in and they say, oh, I see colors fine. I said, no, you don't. And they don't believe it until the day after surgery. And they come in and say, I can't believe my house is painted that color or that favorite sweater. My favorite sweater I thought
I
was
this
color.
I can't believe my wife is that ugly.
I hear it all the time. I can't believe I had that many wrinkles. The house is dirty. You know, I mean, it's amazing what you don't see. Oh, that happens all the time. I mean, it's a daily comedy routine when you hear what people say after surgery.
Okay, you're 56. I'm 70. And I always looked at old people and kind of went, you know, I mean, there might be some creepy guys out there, but, you know, I'm not attracted to the young girls. I wish she was my daughter or my granddaughter. Now, I don't know how that changes because you kind of look at somebody around your own age and go, geez, there would have been a time when that looked like a grandmother, but now I see maybe it's because you still see the youth or something you see in people, and you know, I don't know, because I remember my stepfather used to say, well, the good thing about it is your eyes go, and so your wife still looks just as beautiful. But, I mean, you know, is there anything to that? I mean, what happens if somebody gets eye surgery and they find out, oh, my God, this lady's saying, oh, I don't like the way Henry looks. I thought I looked.
Well, I think.
I got to get rid of old Henry. Oh, my word. But yeah. You have any funny things like that happen, or like the just people? What's the most nutso that people ever went on the day, and they come back? And
oh, I mean, I just they're always those kind of funny stories about, you know, I thought my house was a different color. I mean, I had one that she several years ago, she had this sweater. It was like a, you know, designer sweater that she saw at the consignment store, and she said, "I can't believe my luck, got this amazing, beautiful sweater at the consignment store. I can't believe my luck. I got this amazing sweater. This is like a $500 sweater. I got it for like $20. I did her cataract surgery. She said, afterwards, she looked at the color. She said, no wonder I got it. She said, it's an abomination. She got rid of it immediately. She had no idea what the color was.
Oh my word.
Couldn't see it.
Well, you know, you do see these. I watch videos, you know, traveling around the universe on the internet. And, you know, there'll be some young man and the family, the father and mother, have sacrificed. I don't know what they cost, but they're colorblind. And the boy will put on the glasses and pulls them right off and starts weeping and weeping. He's, is this what you see? Are these what is all that about?
Well, color you can't really do much about. I mean, if they got red, green, or whatever color. But there's always, you know, just the clarity of things. I mean, we've got people walking around. We've seen it with what we do in the community with Globe Check, doing, you know, underserved area and finding kids that have gone through with school and not ever been able to see the board in front of them. 17 years old.
Explain what Globe Check is, an invention you came up with.
Yeah. Dr. Katz and I it's a company we've been working on for 9 years that it's a kiosk, and it does an eye exam in about 7 minutes.
A kiosk is something you'll see at a mall or some other.
It's a globe, and it's a globe. Can be,
it
and
looks
we,
like a big globe of the earth.
Yeah, we did some stuff with the hospital district. They funded us for a couple of years. We were doing eye exams in the community. We did over 5,000 eye exams in the community for people who would otherwise not have gotten eye care.
But there are other people in foreign countries that are blind that by simple surgery can see again.
Oh, we saved people from going blind in this community. People going blind in this community,
right,
because in this community, absolutely would be blind today without having their Globe Check exam and then having surgery afterwards. Yeah, absolutely. So we're
like
still...
Macular degeneration, or what are you talking
cataracts,
about?
Cataracts, angle closure glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, had a vein occlusion.
Could there have been time when they waited too long that it couldn't have been rectified?
Well, sure, there's always a time you wait too long. I mean, 80% of blindness in this country is preventable. And that's our mission, is to get rid of preventable blindness. Unfortunately, the hospital district is not funding us this year.
How about national grants?
Well, we're working on some of that. We have what's called the Globe Check Foundation that we were starting with that before COVID, and then it kind of got sidetracked. But we're looking at raising funds for the Globe Check Foundation so we can continue to do free eye care in this community. They just did a really nice article in Vero Beach Magazine about what we're doing. At that point, we were still thinking we were going to be funded by the hospital district, but they decided to discontinue our funding this year, which was quite disappointing, and I think very short-sighted in terms of what we do.
Little play on
like
words
that?
There.
But we're going to continue our mission. I mean, whether we get funding from the community or not, we are going to continue to provide eye care. And thankfully to the surgeons and the doctors in my practice who volunteered their time, we did hundreds of thousands of dollars of free eye care. Once we determined with Globe Check that they had problems, we would take care of them downstream, and we will continue to do that.
You've been relentless with this thing. I mean, you haven't made any money off of Globe Check.
No.
You've been doing 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is strictly passion, fuel.
Yeah, but we've got some, you know, look, my belief is that this will be everywhere because it's
around the
going
world.
To, yeah, and certainly around the country. And I think this is going to be a big year for us. We've got some really exciting opportunities. We could drive down the cost of healthcare in the eye world. We can increase access, and we can do it in an affordable way. And we can break down all the barriers for the reasons why people don't get eye care. I don't want to schedule it. Is it not covered by insurance? Is it covered? I don't know. I don't want to go get dilated. I got to spend a whole day missing work. I know I need an eye exam, but I just can't find the time. Well, we take all those barriers down. We can show up at your door with a mobile office, and you walk out, and in 7 minutes, You got your eyes examined with $400 worth of testing that you'd never get in an office in a routine exam.
Will Medicare pay for it?
No.
Not yet.
And then you can do your glasses prescription in another 7 minutes with an AI-driven refraction platform that we have now.
Yeah.
So in 15 minutes, you can have your eyes examined, no dilation, no drops, nobody touching your eye, a comprehensive eye exam, a glasses prescription, and have your full eye exam and know. And if there's a problem, we're going to identify it. And we know based on our statistics that 50% of the people that we examine are going to have an issue. 19% of those 50 need glasses prescription. The other 31% have various issues, some of them very serious and some of them not so serious, that need some care long term. So we identify glaucoma, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetes, diabetic retinopathy. You name it, and we pick it up on the exam. We picked up skin cancers. So we're partnering right now with a major retail place in the Midwest, starting in the Midwest. We're going to be deploying in the next couple of weeks a globe check.
Mm-hmm.
There are businesses out there. We can bring a globe check van to your business, and you can have all your employees come out and get scanned, and they don't have to miss a day of work. They don't have to be dilated. And so there's a lot of self-insured businesses. We think that's a great niche for us. We're working with the VA health system. They right now are spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on what's called community care because they can't get the veterans into the VA to get their care. So if they can't see a patient within 28 days, that patient goes out to a private practice doctor and the VA has to pay it. The government pays that. Well, there's already all the infrastructure there to take care of these vets in the VA, but they can't get in. There's a bureaucracy and we can clear all that up. If they put us in charge of healthcare or eye care in the VA, we would eliminate the hundreds of millions of dollars they're spending on community care. We've got a great niche in the emergency rooms. We could provide emergency room services through virtual eye care. There's many ERs that don't have any ophthalmologists on call, including Cleveland Clinic here in this community. There's no ophthalmology there. You go in there, you're getting shipped out to another hospital. We do cover the hospital down in Fort Pierce at Lawnwood. We have one of our doctors that covers the ER there. But we could cover the entire state with one or two doctors if you allowed GlobeCheck to be the arm into the emergency room. So there's a lot of places where virtual eye care can go to reach out to the masses that currently don't get eye care. Right now, 80% of people don't get eye care. Imagine opening up that access and doing it in an affordable, easy way. Schools. We've been trying to get into the school system here, but we can't penetrate that impenetrable force. It's amazing to me. We're trying to offer free eye care to this community and the school district, and we have made so many phone calls and to the district, the school district, and cannot get even a phone call back.
Well, who would have the authority to respond?
Just look at who's in charge of the school district.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.